Father, you are so faithful. We bless your name and we give you praise. That this morning, we will never be the same. Fill our hearts with the revelation knowledge of your Son, Jesus. That we will know what is the exceeding riches and the greatness of your glory that is at work in us. We thank you that this service belongs to you. We took authority over the atmosphere. We ask that the word of God will enter into the very hearts of the people of God. Nothing will hinder the free course of the gospel. Thank you, Father, that you are Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. I don't want to take too much time. I'm going to go straight into the word. For some weeks now, we've been looking at the three pursuits for the manifestation of glory. We said the first pursuit for the manifestation of glory, which means that one thing you need to pursue if you want to see the glory of God manifest in your life is what? Wisdom. When we speak of wisdom, we are speaking of divine wisdom. We have explained a lot in that area. Number two, or the second pursuit for the manifestation of glory, is what we call power. If you want to see the glory of God manifest, you will have to pursue the power of God. We give various reasons why every Christian needs power. Power is not for pastors. Power is not for ministration. Power is for Christian daily living. It's for Christian daily living. Every Christian must walk in the power of God consistently and daily as a normal life. We looked at some few items that we need to find out if we want to experience power. I told you about an experiential research that an occult made about Christians. He was in the occult. He was an occult grandmaster for close to 25 years. And he embarked on various assignments on how he was supposed to bring churches down, bring individual Christians down, and bring pastors down and destroy their lives. But in his escapade, he noticed that there were a group of Christians, a group of pastors. Anytime he tried to attack them, he could not attack them. He went with reinforcements. He deployed over 400 demons against some of these people, yet it did not work. According to them, there were times they know a Christian house that they've decided to go and attack the children or attack the man of the house. And when they got there, instead of seeing a house, they saw a lake. And they were confused. So they began to research, why are these Christians powerful? Why can't we attack this group of Christians? What are they doing? Because we keep succeeding on other Christians. But on certain Christians, it doesn't work. So it took him some time to do this research. In fact, there was a time he was supposed to attack Archbishop Benson Idahosa of blessed memory. And by the time he went and saw him, he was in a pool of blood. There are times when they see strong Christians, they see them in a pillar of fire. There are times when they look at strong Christians, they see fire in their eyes. So they wonder why. And upon his research, he came about with seven things that makes up strong Christians. Which means if a Christian engages in these seven things, he becomes unstoppable and no power of darkness from hell can be able to stop him. Number one, we said acts of righteousness. That's number one. I'm not talking of the gift of righteousness. I'm talking of the works of righteousness or the acts of righteousness. It's the first thing that makes you strong in the spirit. In Hebrews 1:9, the Lord said to the Lord Jesus, he says that thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God has anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows, which means anointings are in degrees. There are some who will be anointed above others, not because God is not fair, but because God has set systems and protocols. How much of God you want to carry is dependent on you. So back here, acts of righteousness, when a believer walks in purity, walks in holiness, walks in righteousness, that Christian walks in power. He becomes untouchable. Remember last week I shared with you that power is 75% holiness. Power is 75% holiness. Note, I didn't say power is 75% fasting and prayer. In as much as fasting and prayer is very powerful, you need to understand, according to scriptural pattern, you will notice when you read your Bible carefully that purity is 75% of the Christian's power formation. So, according to the acts of righteousness, we have good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. Which means if you're a Christian who always has good thoughts, good words, which means your confessions, your declarations are right. This morning, I had to quickly cancel a word that I said. You know, if you're a spiritual man, you will be careful about your words. You don't speak carelessly. Because your words are spirit. Your words are life. A demon can take over your words and use those words against you. So many sell their lives to the enemy because of very careless words they released without understanding. We were late today, so I told my wife that if we don't leave in the next 5 minutes, we'll be in trouble. Now, we didn't leave in 5 minutes. It was more than 5 minutes. Now, what I said with my mouth, that if we don't leave in 5 minutes, we will be in trouble. Satan could have used that word to cause trouble, and indeed we had trouble. Our car got spot on the way. I'm teaching you something. So some of you, your mind is not so conscious on your words. But listen to me. Be very careful. Hey, I'll die. Oh. Be very careful. Be careful the words you use on your children. The words you use in your relationship. Me ask for this relationship. Then me, I don't think it will last. It will never last. In our family, we don't marry. You are done. In our family, we don't see prosperity. You are done. Satan is waiting for your words. Lift up your hands for me. You say this after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, any wrong word I used carelessly that Satan is using as a legality against my life, I plead the blood over those words and I neutralize them by the power of the resurrection of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a clean sheet. You have a clean sheet now. That's why it's good to come to church. So good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. That's number one. Number two, the second thing that if a Christian continuously walks in, he becomes unstoppable by the kingdom of darkness or walks in power, is constant and strong prayers. Don't joke with your prayer life. Your prayer life is your lifeline. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. And the Bible, and we know naturally, we breathe without ceasing. So if the Bible says pray without ceasing, and naturally we breathe without ceasing, it simply means as natural breath is to the natural man, prayer is to the spiritual man. So you pray if you want to survive. Your survival as a child of God is in the place of prayer. If you check the book of Psalm 91, you will notice the Bible gives promises that arrows that flies at noonday, pestilence, noisome pestilence. The Bible says 1,000 shall fall by your side, 10,000 by your right hand side. It shall not come nigh you. Now, it gives promises in Psalm 91. But when you read the verse 1, you will notice there is a condition. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And the secret place, according to Matthew 6, is the place of prayer. And number 2, Christ. So when you believe Jesus, you are in the secret place called Christ. And when you pray also, you enter into the secret. Because that's where you meet with God. So all the promises of Psalm 91 are conditional on the premise of prayer. So if you don't pray, Psalm 91 will not work in your life.
Now, don't tell me the man of God, I know who I am. Listen, we've seen too many casualties. People who take their prayer life for granted. You wake up in the morning, you just go to work. You just go to school. You are living as though life is natural. Listen to me. Life is spiritual, and you need to understand that the spiritual realm controls the physical realm. About 99% of the physical and natural things happening have already taken place in the spirit. Now, Jesus cursed the fig tree. And when he cursed the fig tree was still standing. It was after days they noticed the fig tree had withered. Telling us that he actually withered the fig tree spiritually before it happened physically. God said to Adam, in the day you eat the fruit, thou shalt surely die. When Adam ate the fruit, he was still alive. But he was dead. Which means, what doesn't take place in the spirit cannot take place in the physical. I can tell on authority, people who died physically died long ago. Every death trap against anybody sitting here. See, some of you, you don't take spiritual things seriously. I said every death trap against any member of this house, anyone seated in this auditorium, I command it to pass over you. I command it to pass over you. I command it to pass over you in the name of Jesus. 3 days ago, I saw one fashion designer, very beautiful woman. Is it Pokua or something? Poke or something. She just went to give birth. She just went to give birth. She didn't know she would not come back. She went to give birth and she died. And I noticed that, listen, death is not too far away from us. So in as much as we can, let's drive it away further so we can live longer to achieve the purposes of God for our lives. I said, I declare over everyone in this auditorium, you are never marked for death in this year. You will not die before your time, but you shall live to declare the good works of God. In the name of Jesus, shout, I will not die. Shout, I will not die. Shout, I will not die. I will live to declare the good works of God. Glory to Jesus. Please be seated. Constant prayers. Listen, witches don't love people who pray. Wizards don't love people who pray. Satan don't like people who pray. In fact, I was listening to one account, and it was said that one of the postures Satan hates to see is Christians who love to kneel down when they pray. He doesn't like it. Listen, give yourself to prayer. I'm telling you. Pray. That's why in this church we pray. We pray as though we don't have a future. As if our future is in prayer. A lot of things we are seeing today, we could never have in our strength accomplished them except through prayer. You know something? Prayer always goes ahead of you. Some of you are praying. You are spending time in prayer. It's as though you are not seeing any manifestation happening now. But I'm telling you, your prayer has already gone ahead of you to clear the path. When the time comes, it will fall into place. So listen, most of the time, the major percentage of your prayer is actually preparing your future. So you may not say some things now, but still keep on praying. And you see, some of you, there was one angel who picked up one believer, he took him to heaven, and he was telling them about things that Christians have been praying for, which is available. And what the devil does is that when you are close to your miracle, he intensifies your challenges and your problems, so you stop praying. Because you see, God does not just make things happen for believers who pray. He makes things happen for believers who consistently pray. You see that in Luke 18. Jesus gave a parable. He says, men always ought to pray and not what? Give up and not give up. So one thing Satan wants to do is to put you in a place where you give up your prayer life. And he used the story of a widow and unjust judge. She kept pestering this woman. She says, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. Now watch that. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversaries. Look. And he would not for a while. But afterwards, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this woman or this widow, what? Troubleth me. She's always coming to knock the doors. She's always coming to ask of her case. She's always, by the time I wake up in the morning, the woman is at my gate. When I sack her, I will meet her still at the gate. That's what we call persistence. Listen, there is no human being who cannot withstand persistence. If you are, an example, you are looking for a job in a company, they said there's no job. The next day, you still wore your tie and came to sit down in front of the gate. The CEO passed. As if they didn't mind you. I can tell you, if you do that for 6 months, they will find a role for you. Because human beings naturally just can't stand consistency. Please, are you getting this thing I'm telling you? You see, so the Bible says, I will avenge her, lest by what? Continual what? Coming. Continual coming. Listen, your prayer life must be continual coming. You prayed about this matter, the thing didn't happen. You come back again. We call that continual coming. Continual coming. The thing didn't work, you go again. It didn't work, you go again. Now look at the next verse. He says, the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which what? Cry day and night unto him, though he bear with them for long. And look at the next verse. This is a shocker. I tell you the truth. He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Which means any Christian who persists in faith, in prayer, is a man of faith. Because he knows that God is the only one that can answer. That is why he keeps coming to him. If you stop praying, it means you have another option. Continual coming. You people give up too much in prayer. I remember 4 years ago, we were praying for a land. We would do all nights. In fact, 3 years, I went for 40 days fasting. When I came back, I was looking like a broom. Pastors were calling my wife because they couldn't call me, asking her whether I'm sick. If I'm sick, they should let them know so they see what they can do for me. I was looking like this and I was preaching. I'll come on Sunday, I'm weak. I finished the 40 days. In fact, the day I finished the 40 days, that's why I don't feel anything. That's like when you are doing spiritual business, don't use your emotions. Don't use your emotions. Continue. Tell someone, continue. The second year, another 40 days. In fact, 3 years ago, I fasted for 285 days. There was a time last 3 years or so, I fasted 300 and something days. When we have 365 days in a year, it doesn't make sense. Fasting. Oh my goodness. Fasting. Sometimes when you are praying and you are fasting, the way you want God to answer, that's not how he will answer it. But hear me, God is always faithful. Be consistent. Because listen to me, the spirit world honors consistency. That's why anytime you want to begin a new journey, Satan will fight it. Because you are a threat when you are consistent. Number three is unquestionable confidence in the blood of Jesus. Listen, your salvation is in the blood of Jesus. Your forgiveness is in the blood. Your redemption is in the blood of Jesus. Your confidence is in the blood of Jesus. In fact, your overcoming power is in the blood. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Listen to me. If you are a believer who does not do business with the blood of Jesus, you won't see much. Confidence in the blood. Take the communion like you don't have sense. Eat the communion. It's your spiritual medication. Eat it. Confidence in the blood of Jesus. Dr. Poineche said he has the communion in his toilet. He has the communion in his bathhouse. He has the communion in his garage. He has the communion in his hall. He has the communion in his bedroom. You see, these are, you see, Things don't just happen. Tell someone, things don't just happen.
So when he goes to Wiwi, he will take communion. He goes to the garage, he will take communion. He goes to the hall, he will take communion. How can the devil kill such a man?
Because his blood, he has eaten the blood of Jesus, and his blood is now contaminated.
The blood, see, the communion can change your bloodline.
I'm teaching good here. Number four, fasting from time to time. They fear Christians who fast. Listen, if you're a child of God who does not believe in fasting, things will delay. Check your Bible. Anytime there was an emergency, Israel was an attack. One king was about to annihilate the entire kingdom of Israel. It took 3 days fasting to turn things around. There was a nation God was about to judge. The nation's name was called Nineveh. And when the king heard it, they all went on fasting, including animals. Animals were fasting. Judgment was averted, which means fasting can change judgment. There is a court case. The judgment is supposed to be placed. Fasting can change it. So hear me carefully. If you really want to go far, fast. Fast. Because too much food makes a Christian flesh. Listen to me. Don't love food though. There's a time, you see, it was food that brought the first Adam into corruption. Go and check your Bible. Food. So all our suffering, all your lust, all your financial problem, it was food. Don't eat. He said, I'll go eat them. I'll go chop them. The guy eat them. Today we are suffering. Esau exchanged his birthright for a morsel of bread. That's a dangerous thing, I'm telling you. Shall we welcome the couple? Hallelujah. So, Esau exchanged his birthright for a morsel of bread. Can you imagine? His birthright and his blessing was given over with food. You see, many Christians are doing transactions without knowing. The church is fasting for 7 days. You will eat for 7 days. You don't have ulcer. You don't have diabetes. You don't have stomach problem. You are strong. You are a young man. You are a young woman. You say, hey, me the fasting, they mean to me, oh. Why? If I see a man slim, it be affecting my body structure. Okay, continue. Continue. Listen to me. If you're a child of God, don't wait for problems to come before you start getting serious with God. You may not survive it. Don't wait for problem. Fast now. Tell somebody, fast now. Number five, regular association with believers in fellowship in the house of God. Regular association. It's good for a Christian to go to church. And you must not go to church. You must belong to a church. Because hear me carefully. Every church has a covering. Sometimes you have been marked for death. But because of the church you belong and the prayerfulness of your pastor, you can be covered. I won't stop saying this. We had one member called Apia who at around 12 a.m. called. He said, Daddy, I'm dying. Me woo. I said, what is the problem? The guy couldn't walk. Prophet Iman was very close then. So I told him to lay hands on the guy. He called back after 5 minutes. Nothing was changing. I prayed and made declaration over the guy. They called five minutes. Said, Daddy, I hear where? He said, I cried. Sorry, grab you. I said, hey. And I said, take him to the hospital. I started praying in tongues. Bakoba laba shata. You know what I said? I said, Father, I stand as his shepherd. Do you know than in the realm of the spirit, your pastor matters. Most of you don't know that. When a pastor stands and says, Father, I bring the whole congregation before you, cover them. This year may none die in the name of Jesus. When he's praying, God overlooks all your iniquity. And God says, because he's your shepherd, he becomes the priest like the priest in Israel. I'm telling you. Yeah. And the Lord told me, you see, that's why the prophetic ministry, in as much as it has been abused, you cannot take it out. It's still there. It's one of the most important ministries. That's why Satan has corrupted it. The Lord said he went to his hometown. And when he went there, the small money he gathered from business, he went to do show. And one of his aunties took the money, put it in a bottle, and pronounced words. And I said, Lord, so what are you showing me? What am I supposed to do? The Lord says, take coin and take communion wine, the same bottle, and speak words. I said, Father, I stand as his pastor, and I break every curse lifted over him in the name of Jesus. In a minute, they called me and said, his leg has straightened. Everything has happened. Everything has gone back to normal. And they brought the taxi back home. That was when I valued the place and the role of your pastor. I'm teaching good here. So association in church. Listen, unfortunately, because many of us don't see what happens in church, we take it for granted. If God should open your eyes, you'll be the first to enter church. If you are going through problems, connect to another believer who knows how to pray. Share the burden with him and say, you know, I'm going through something. I can't pray alone. Listen, let me tell you, God never designed a Christian life to be individualistic. If you walk alone, you'll be eating alone. Can I shock you? If you buy a bunch of banana and you take one out from the bunch and you put it down and it's time to eat it, which one will you eat first? Which one? The disconnected banana, that's the one you eat first. In fact, if you bought a banana and by mistake, when you were holding a banana, one disconnected, which one will you eat first? The disconnected one. So believers who stay out of fellowship with other believers, stay out of connection and become exposed to the enemy. Now, it's amazing. This man sitting here, where's Chris? He has a fellowship, doing very, very well. But the fellowship doesn't meet on Sundays. But he has come to connect to another anointing so his ministry can be sustained. This is called spiritual intelligence. I'm telling you. It's called spiritual intelligence. If you have it, you live longer. If you have it, things will work. Stay in fellowship. If you are here, you don't have a spiritual friend or someone you can call to, send a text message. I need help. Stand with me in prayer. I'm telling you, you are living in disconnection. You need a believer to stand with you. You need spiritual brothers. You need spiritual sisters. That's why I don't subscribe to all these meetings of gossiping, talking about people, talking about this issue. Has it ever changed anything in anyone's life? It will rather delay your life. Please, let me warn you. If you are in church, make sure all your conversations are spiritual. I know what I'm saying. Because we can predict the future of people who don't come because of the Lord. In the book of Psalm 84, the verse 7, check your Bible. Psalm 84, the verse 7, look. He says what? Can we read together? One, two, go. They go, shout it. From strength, I can't hear you. One, two, go. What happens? They go from what? So one of the things that affects you when you are in church amongst believers, we are praying, we hold hands, you hold hands with another believer. If you have lost your fire, another believer on fire will touch you and catch you with the fire. If you are discouraged, the best place is to be in church. If you are torn, depressed, the best place is to be in church. He says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion which appeared before God. Look at the next verse. He says, Lord of God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Jacob. Now look at verse 9. He says, behold, our God is a shield and look upon the face of what? The anointed. Look at the verse 10. For a day, in thy court is better than what? 1,000. Which means that a beer bar, your own personal house, your friend's house, your office, put another 989 other things in comparison. A day in church can never be compared to any of them. One day. A day in thy court is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Now, people don't know this. You see, that's why Satan normally loves to offend people so they don't go to church. Their heart is filled with bitterness. A day in your court is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Now look at the next verse. He says, For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Which means, hear me, the first benefit of coming to church is strength to strength. Number two, he says, for God is a sun. The second experience in coming to church is radiation. The sun rays, the energy of God's light, falls into your spirit, and there is divine radiation. Number three, he is a shield. The third benefit of coming to church is protection. Because God will shield you from attacks of the enemy, and the Lord will give what? Grace. The word grace there is favor. One of the benefits of coming to church is favor. And number five, he says, and glory. The word glory is weight, which means any church meeting leaves you with another weight added to your life. Now, can I shock you? It is not everybody in church that will receive a blessing. Do you know that your calls are effective when your network is stable? Have you noticed that? Your calls are effective. Your internet is effective when your network is very stable. Have you noticed that? Which means that your network system must be well balanced and positioned if you want the light and effectiveness of God to occur in your life. Which means if you're a believer and you come to church and you don't stay connected, you don't connect to the word, you don't connect to worship, your ministry that day will never be effective. When we say lift up your hands, what we are doing is that we are helping you to connect. Sing along, connection. Offerings, connection. Let's pray, connection. And sometimes I wonder, when we say the church is praying, some are just watching us. My brothers and sisters, God is real. And if you're serving God, serve Him faithfully and serve Him well. I'm teaching good here. Number six, regular songs of praise and the preaching of the gospel. If you want to see power in your life, learn to praise God. Mr. Kweku was telling me about one, Methodist member or something. She owns a big material shop in Accra, or one of these markets. And one time there was a fire outbreak, and they told her, normally these people keep their monies and their goods and everything inside the shop. And they told her about the news. Do you know what she went to do? She went into a bedroom and she praised God for 1 hour. You see, these things don't make sense. Truth be told, spiritual things doesn't make sense. How come somebody has gone to buy wine from shop, fruit wine, and he has bought bread, and he lays hands on the bread and drinks it at the blood and the body of Jesus? Please, does it make sense? Does it make sense? The same sea that people have been going to private inside, we baptize you inside and something happens to you. The same water you have been drinking, someone prays on water and gives it to someone who is having a stomach pain and the thing disappears. Please, does it make sense? Spiritual things don't make sense. Learn to praise. After the woman praised, she went to the shop. To her amazement, every shop around her was burnt. When they opened her shop, every good, every money inside was intact. I prophesy to you, your house will not burn. Your business will not burn. Your shop will not burn. Your office will not burn. Every fire outbreak against any property you have, in the name of Jesus, I command it to stay safe. We can cover every goods of everyone in the blood of Jesus. We cover the cars of everyone here in the blood of Jesus. We cover the shops, the businesses, the homes of everyone sitting here with the blood of Jesus. It's real. It's working. I'm telling you. I've come to value the power of words. Because hear me carefully. In the kingdom of darkness, whatever they do it by words. For some time, you see, the Holy Ghost will bring you into various journeys based on what he wants to do with you. So for some time, God says, keep listening to some of these things because I want to give you spiritual intelligence on how the kingdom of darkness operates. Can you imagine if they want to put sickness on someone so she will spend all her money on drugs? Spiritually, either they call your soul, then they put medicine, all kinds of medicines around the table where your soul will appear. And they'll say, hey, look at this medicine. Your soul is there. Then your soul is like this. If you don't pray, your soul will appear like this. Look at this medicine. The way you see this medicine, that is how you use all your money to buy this medicine. Look at this simple thing. No, how? This simple thing. Then all of a sudden, the believer is coughing. Medically, they check there's nothing wrong. Someone has given her medicine in the spirit. It will seem like a joke. They only spoke words. I'm told one of the ways they destroy marriage, they'll take just simple apple or toffee and they'll say, as this apple is sweet, they'll crack it into pieces and say, may you never have sweetness in your marriage. Simple. Simple. And it is working. When we say, I will not die, you are looking at it. You don't understand. If the enemy will have you, he gains access through words. That's why if God will have you, he says, receive him through words. Until you say, Jesus, my Lord, come and live in me, you can never be born again. Can you imagine? It is words that bring you salvation, which means it is words that will bring you deliverance. Can I give you some chance? Lift your hands. See, pronounce some prophetic words of blessings. Speak over your womb. Speak over your business. Speak over your life. Speak over your children. I want to give you 2 minutes. Declare some strong words. Your finances are scattered. You don't know what is happening. It seems everything is just going down. You don't know what is happening. Speak, speak, speak. Someone is speaking another word. You also speak a counter word. Speak, speak. I silence the voice of every accuser. I speak over my marriage that my marriage will stand in the name of Jesus. I speak over my business. Customers are coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south. I will have my new job. I will have a new job. I will have a new job. The doors are opening. The gates are opening. In the name of Jesus, my ministry is rising. The glory of God is resting upon my life. I will never see shame. I will never see shame. I will never see shame. The Bible said, we all with an unveiled face, as we behold us in the mirror, the glory of God are changed from glory to glory. Listen to me as you are speaking. Something is happening. Speak over your children. My children will not be weed smokers. My children will not end up in filth. My children will be great. My children will be apostles. The fruit of my womb is blessed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Everything my hand will touch, it shall flourish. It shall progress. Lift your voice. Speak over your kidney. Speak over your stomach. Speak over your intestines. Speak over your head. Speak over your tummy. Speak over your hands. I will never be paralyzed. I will never sit in a wheelchair. I will never die. I will never die. I will never die. I cannot die. I cannot die. Prophesy. Speak. Speak. Someone is speaking against you, so you better speak. Someone is uttering words against your finances. Speak over your finances. I rebuke every enemy against my finances. I rebuke every hand against my finances. I break every curse in my family. I break every
stagnation in my family, I declare that the blood of Jesus covers every property I own. I declare the glory of God is resting upon my marriage. My marriage will shine. My marriage will shine. Speak. If you are not married, start prophesying about your husband. The Lord will bring me into alignment with the right man. The Lord will bring me into alignment with the right woman. I will not make a mistake in my marriage. I will not marry the wrong person. Lift your voice and pray. Christ's life, I prophesy, we will never have a dry service. We will never have an empty church. Every car is being owned by every member. I see cars parked outside. Every member is so blessed in this church. Every member is so rich in this church. Every member, every power of poverty is broken over every member. Every member has the glory of God resting over their businesses. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I bless the work of your hands. I bless the work of my hands. I bless every property I own. My business is flourishing. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I cannot die. I will live to declare the good works of God. I will not suffer stroke. I will not suffer diabetes. My kidneys are functioning. My liver is functioning. My eyes are functioning. I will never be blind. I will never paralyze. I walk in peace. I sit in peace. Wherever I go, I am blessed. People accept me. People expect me. Wherever I go, I am accepted. I am accepted. The favor of the Lord is working in my life. I am favored. I am favored. No disappointment will survive in my life. I am accepted. Everywhere I go, I'm shining. My marriage will be beautiful. My marriage will be beautiful. My wedding will be beautiful. My children will be beautiful. My future will be beautiful. My academics will be beautiful. My job is beautiful. My work is beautiful. My career is beautiful. Iapando safala shaketo kama ratena masatiga rapepena. Hey, hey, olobo shamba lekindo. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated for a minute. What we are doing is Christianity. I'm telling you. We are rearranging things. We come to church to rearrange things. To put things into their proper perspectives. In the course of the week, things that happened that we could not see, we put them right. I will never suffer in this life. I will never suffer in this my life. Everywhere I step, power is coming my way. All idols will bow wherever my feet will step. Wherever the soles of my feet shall tread upon, I possess. Declare over that land you have that I am starting my building project in this year, and something will happen. Something will happen in the name of Jesus. I command money come from the east. I command my destiny helpers come from the west. I command my helpers come from the north in the name of Jesus. I call forth helpers. I call forth men in the name of Jesus. I have supernatural phone calls. I receive supernatural phone calls in the name of Jesus. Every addiction is dying in my body. In the name of Jesus, masturbation will never have effect in my life. Every sinful life, I break the power, I break the roots, I break the stems, I break the fruit. In the name of Jesus, whatever power functions in my family, it will not function in my family. In the name of Jesus, I declare myself blessed. Everywhere I go, I will shine. Everywhere I sit, I will shine. Everywhere I stand, I will shine. Whatever is difficult with others, it shall not be difficult with me. In the name of Jesus, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I cannot suffer. I cannot suffer. I cannot suffer. I cannot suffer. Because my Father is rich. My Father is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I cannot suffer. What kills others will not kill me. What breaks others will not break me. What destroys others will not destroy me. I am blessed on every side. My head is blessed. My tummy is blessed. My intestines are blessed. My womb lung is blessed, my kidneys are blessed, my liver is blessed, my eyes are blessed, my hands are blessed. I will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The power of God is flowing in my life. The power of God is flowing in every part of my life. My leg is anointed, my head is anointed, my mouth is anointed, my nose is anointed, my chest is anointed, every part of my body is anointed in the name of Jesus. Anything dead in my life is receiving life, resurrection power. The one who rose up on the dead day is the one that sustains me. Amando fala shatando rabene katana ramolomosha lepentenemaso. The resurrection and the life, he lives in me. I cannot die. I cannot die before my time. I cannot die before my time. I cannot die before my time. In the name of Jesus, mantola. In this year, I will never visit the hospital. In this year, I will never be admitted. In this year, I will never see financial struggle. In this year, I will never see poverty. In this year, I will never see lack. In this year, all the lines are falling in pleasant places. In this year, I will shine. In this year, I will rise again. I will rise again. What destroyed me last year, this year I am overcoming it. In the name of Jesus, this year is a new year for me. This year is a different year for me. This year I will accomplish more. I will accomplish more. I will accomplish more. I will accomplish more. Now I'm prophesying to myself. I don't know about you, but your words are powerful. Your words are spirit. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Keep speaking. Keep talking. You are causing the change. You are causing a change. You are exchanging your destiny. Whatever is stolen from me, I retrieve it. 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 In the name of Jesus, I am going up. My promotion is come. My elevation has come. I am enthroned as king. I'm enthroned as king of my family. I reign. I reign. I reign as a child of God. Satan cannot destroy me. Satan cannot make a mess of my life. Jesus is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. If people don't marry in my family, I will be the first to marry. If people don't break through in my family, I'll be the first to break through. If people don't survive in my family, I'll be the first to survive. If people don't cross 50 in my family, I will cross 50. I will cross 60. I will cross 70. I will cross 80. I will cross 90. I will cross 100. Yes, I have so much life. I have so much life. Death cannot operate in my members. Death cannot operate in my members. No part of my body can rot. No part of my body can dry. Nothing in my life is dry. I am fruitful. 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 Anything I touch shall be blessed. Anything I touch shall be blessed. Everywhere I go is blessed. In the name of Jesus, Amantolias, Rapatuna, bless your children. Bless your children. Bless your future children. Bless your future husband. Bless your future wife. Bless your future business. Bless it. Bless it. Bless it. You are doing transaction. You are doing spiritual business. Keep making that transaction. You are signing something in the spirit. You are signing. You are signing something. You are sealing something. I cannot fail. There is prophecy over me. I cannot fail. There is prophecy over me. I cannot die like chickens. I cannot die like a chicken. Accidents cannot kill me this year. Gas explosion cannot kill me this year. Fire cannot kill me. The last time I checked, the Bible said the fire had no power over Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which means God can give you authority over the forces, over the elements of this world. Fire cannot kill me. Plane cannot kill me. A motorbike cannot kill me. Wherever my money is, I command it to appear. Wherever my business is, wherever my finances is, I call it forth. Come on, call your finances. Call it. Your finances is a person. It can hear. It can hear. Command your money. Command finances. Money, I call you now. Money, I call you now. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to do something for 5 minutes. Tonight when we meet, I'm going to be telling you about 7 things Satan attacks in your life. You know, some time ago, we just thought it's all about the gospel. It's all about Christ. Let's move it. That's the only thing that matters. I've read my Bible several times, and I've realized that there are certain things you've taken for granted. Unfortunately, because a lot of people have become materialism conscious, it has made some of these things a lot of genuine pastors don't want to talk about, because it will seem as though the church is all materialistic. But I'm telling you, these 7 things I'm going to mention to you, it's a very serious matter. If Satan has a hold of one of them, it will affect the way you serve God. It will affect the way you relate with Jesus, the way you relate with others. It will affect everything about the kingdom of God. The first thing Satan attacks is marriage. I will state them, but I will explain them in the evening service. The second thing Satan attacks is finances. Because when your finances are locked up, you will not come to church happy. So you can't receive what we are teaching you. And I noticed that these things are very important, in as much as some have taken them to the extreme. The third thing Satan fights is your children. He will fight your children with everything that he's got. The fourth thing Satan fights is your relationships. Your relationship with God, your relationship with your boss, your relationship with your father, your relationship with your mother. He fights relationship big time, because if he breaks a relationship, he has broken the church. There are some people who were doing good to you, suddenly you never heard from them again. You call them, they don't mind you again. A relationship has been broken spiritually. The people are seeing you differently. Someone is saying wrong things about you to others. Relationships. Number five, your properties. Satan can make you use your money to repair your car every single 2 days. You will use your money to actually rebuild things you've already built. He will destroy someone's car. He will destroy someone's house. He will destroy someone's properties. Number six is your food and your water. And number seven is your environment and your atmosphere. There are some areas people don't prosper. Not because of anything, the area they are living in. There is a contamination in the realm of the spirit. So Satan will contaminate your area. That area, if you live there, you can never pray at 12. There is something in that environment you can't understand, but you struggle. When you move to another place, everything is well. There are some houses, if you live the compound house, you will never break through in life. And sometimes the Holy Ghost will speak to you that leave this house, but you never understand. My mother-in-law's house, everybody that came there, by the time they are leaving, either they finish building their house or they own their own cars. That's a blessed house. So there are some homes, when you are there, you will never survive. Everything about, because the environment has been contaminated. There's a man who went to sleep in a single room. Every night he will see a woman in a dream appearing to him, and he's crying. And one day he was passing, and one of the area people said, are you living in this room? Please pack your things and leave. 20 years ago, someone was killed, a young lady, and she was buried in your house, your room, where you, that's where they buried her. How will you know? How will you know? So these 7 things, I'm going to explain them, and we'll stand in prayer and put all of them into alignment. There are some families people don't marry, but in your family you will get married. There are some families, people will just struggle with marriage. But in some other families, it's not like that. Lift up your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus, my marriage will stand in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my marriage will be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, my marriage will survive.
Number two, we are going to your finances. Listen, there are some financial problems. It's not because of management. There are some people, when you have money, you don't spend it. You know you don't spend money. But you will not know what happened. You will use your money to do something you can't even save one cedi. Sometimes a spirit can be siphoning your money spiritually, and you don't know what you are using your money for, but your money is too moving. Lift up your hand. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I speak over my finances.
I
command
stability.
Be stable.
Be stable.
In the name of Jesus,
I speak over my money.
Any devil
that has touched
my finances,
take your hands off.
Take your hands off.
In the name of Jesus.
Some of you, your parents are not here, but you know they are struggling. You want to speak over the finances of your parents.
Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
my relatives,
my parents,
my siblings,
I speak over their finances.
In the name of
Jesus,
let there be a flow.
Let there be a flow.
Let there be a flow.
In the name
of Jesus.
Number three, your children. And when we are dealing with, you may not have a child now, but you are speaking forth into being. That means you believe that your womb is fruitful. That's why you are praying for your children. So whether born or unborn, you are going to speak over your children. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I speak over my children.
I bless them now.
I bless them now.
In the name of Jesus,
the fruit of my womb is blessed.
In the name of Jesus,
I speak over my children.
They will never be wayward.
In the name of Jesus,
I bless my children.
I bless my children
right now.
In Jesus' name.
You are speaking of our relationships. Some of you, if you check your phone now, you have close to 200 contacts. And let me tell you, part of your helpers are on the contact, but nobody's calling you. There are people who are working in Bank of Ghana on your phone. They are on your contact. There are people who are working in ministries. They are on your contact list. What is going on? Lift your hands for me.
Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I speak forth favor.
Lord,
connect me now.
Connect me now.
In the name of Jesus,
wherever you are,
my destiny helpers
appear now.
Wherever you are,
my destiny helpers
come now.
In the name of Jesus. Number five, your properties. Wherever you are staying, your house, your car, any property you're operating with, you want to speak over it right now. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
every property
that belongs to me,
I cover it
with the blood of Jesus.
Anything
that belongs to me,
I cover it
with the blood of Jesus.
My house,
my room,
I cover it
with the blood of Jesus.
My car,
I cover it
with the blood of Jesus.
Any property
that belongs to me,
I cover it
in Jesus' name. Listen to me. There is one thing many Christians have taken for granted: the food and the water they eat and the drink. I'm told one of these water companies, when they are done doing the water, they put it before their idol and dedicate the water to their idol before they start selling it. And you will drink it. Have you wondered why your prayer life is still not working? Listen, if anybody wants to affect you, he affects you by the things you eat. This morning, any contaminated thing that you have eaten that is taking effect in your life, we flush it out now.
In the name of Jesus.
We flush it out now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. A lot of food poisons are spiritual poisons. Have you noticed? Some people buy the same food they eat, nothing happens. Someone ate it and had food poisoning. Their spirit had to locate someone
and find a way of terminating a person. Every food you eat in this week, lift your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
my food,
my food,
my water,
my water.
One time I was passing through a shop, and the shop owner doesn't sit at the shop selling water, and they have locked the water outside in a transparent metal, and the water was all over, and they left it in the night, and they open and sell again. Open, oh, the thing is open, the water, everybody can see the water. I said, who will do this and go home? Do you know the spirits around contaminating this water? Lift your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Anything I've eaten.
Anything I've
and eaten. Anything I've drunk.
Anything I've drunk.
That is affecting my life today.
Affecting my life.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of
I neutralize it.
I
with the blood of Jesus.
Blood.
I neutralize it.
Neutralize.
With the blood of Jesus.
Blood.
I neutralize it.
Neutralize.
With the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
There are some watch sellers who are witches. There are some food sellers who are idol worshippers, and there's a snake under their stew. I'm telling you, how will you know? And Satan has put organized system. See, I was listening to one occultic staffer, and they said they have members of their kingdom in every department and walk of life. They have witches and wizards who are Uber drivers. When you sit in their car, they bewitch you. They have some in the ministries. They have some in saloons. I'm told there's a hairdressing. There's a wig shop in Dansoman. They are from the Marine Kingdom. Every hair you buy and put on your head, something will happen to your life. Why is it so? That's why I say, as a Christian, anything you are putting on your body, your clothes, your hair, anything you eat, you must pray. Hear me, life is spiritual. You're going to prophesy. Say, Father, I cover my food on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. I cover it with the blood of Jesus. I cover it with the blood of Jesus. My water, I cover it in the blood of Jesus. Finally, your atmosphere. Jacob anointed a place. In fact, Abraham anointed a place after several years, over 50 years. When Jacob left Esau's, Isaac's house, he went to see a place where there was the same stone was there, and he slept on it. The Bible says he had a dream at midnight. He saw angels ascending and descending, which means the transaction that went on 50 years ago by his great-grandfather, Abraham, the effect of that transaction was still there, and Jacob became a beneficiary of that experience. Which means, if there is a house that something went on years ago, and maybe today the house has been rebuilt, but you don't know about it, the spirits who are connected to that house are still present. Hear me, there are two landlords. So there's a physical landlord and a spiritual landlord. You want to speak over your house where you are staying, that you are taking authority over the atmosphere. Every demon that operates in your compound house, any power that operates in your environment, you want to bind their activities. You want to bind everything they are doing there in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Speak to your house. Speak over your house. Speak over your environment. Speak over your environment. Come on, come on, speak now, speak now. Thank you.
Name of Jesus. Listen, something has gone on spiritually, I'm telling you. Somebody, there's something that goes on in your abdomen. It continues. It just left. In a realm of spirit, I saw a clot of blood. It just lifted and left up. Someone, you have a problem in your head. Consistently, you have migraines, strange ones. It comes sometimes in a certain time. The Lord just healed that person. Listen to me. I saw 14 wedding rings here.
Glory!
Lift your hand and say, Father, anything you have for me today, I receive it now.
I receive it now.
Thank the Lord. We are going to seal it with praise.
Trust you, not in horses and knowledge,
according to your knowledge,
and your will for me.